man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Thanks for tuning us in, especially you folks over there at TalkStream Live. TalkStreamLive.com, a great place to listen to Patriot Radio every variety. And we do well there. Thanks to all of you in TalkStream Live who listen to this show. Thank you very much. Here's a nice headline, cheer you up a little bit. Stories about Greyhound bus lines. We've all ridden a Greyhound bus, so we know what we're talking about. And the value of Greyhound lines has seen a sharp drop in its value. Stock's gone down. And the company itself has admitted the reason for the drop in the value of their stock. Guess what it is? You and I have used Greyhound, but there's another group of people that uses Greyhound much more than we ever did. Illegales. The illegales use Greyhound as their transportation hub. Executives with Greyhound told Market Watch, it's a stock monitoring show, their value has dropped $156 million because of less migration across the southern border. Thanks to the Remain in Mexico policy, the mass catch and release of border crossers and illegal aliens has been drastically reduced. And they said that their drop in the value of their company reflects the decline in immigration-related flows on the southern U.S. border. Greyhound said border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border tend to use their bus service because it is much cheaper than taking airplane flights to the interior of the country. I guess so. Aside from business benefiting from the cheap labor that illegal aliens often provide, companies such as Greyhound and Western Union directly profit from illegal immigration because their customer base widens as more illegal aliens enter the U.S. Western Union, for instance, a lot of these interesting facts that we regular Americans would otherwise be unaware of. A lot going out there we don't see, us real Americans. Western Union is effectively reliant on mass immigration across the world, needing illegal aliens and in the U.S. to use their financial transfer service to send remittances home to their families. Now, how much do you think they send across the border, folks? Migrants in the U.S. last year sent home about $103 billion in mostly untaxed remittances. This is money that leaves the American economy and mostly ends up in Central America, Mexico, China, and India. Okay. All these good things happening. I'm just looking at the headlines here at Breitbart. Here's Thomas Sowell, somebody who's been a black man who's been a heroic figure on the right for a long time. He looks a lot older now. Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L, he says systemic racism, that's what you hear all the time now, has no meaning. Conservative African-American economist Thomas Sowell says that the term systemic racism, which is central to the Black Lives Matter movement, has no meaning. Now, he was about to appear on Mark Levin's program, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And let me tell you, I watched a Levin segment on the Sean Hannity show where Mark Levin was on fire. And Sean Hannity, he went way past the segment that Hannity expected him to have. Hannity just stepped aside several times as Levin was just letting him have it. Not Sean, he was letting the left have it. Levin was. Hannity would try to get a word in edgewise and say, Mark. Levin just kept going. And Hannity was loving it. One of the best segments I've ever seen. But Levin, this is what we need. People really, really angry. So Thomas Sowell says, he said to appear on the Mark Levin show. And he says, you hear this phrase, systemic racism or systemic oppression, host Mark Levin told Sowell. You hear it on our college campuses. You hear it from very wealthy and fabulously famous sports stars. What does that mean? And whatever it means, is it true? And then Sowell said, it really has no meaning that can be specified and tested in the way that one tests hypotheses, answered Sowell. He added that the currency of the phrase reminds him of the propaganda tactics of Nazi Germany, where Sowell claimed that if a lie was repeated long enough and loud enough, it would be widely believed. Oh my goodness, Sowell must be eating right. Sowell, who recently turned 90, isn't this funny? Isn't it amazing how we get older? I remember when I was a young man, Sowell was a young man, and we were all young men. Now we're all old men. What happened? Sowell, who recently turned 90, was born poor in North Carolina and grew up in Harlem before attending the Stuyvesant Magnet School and moving on to the Ivy League and the University of Chicago. Initially attracted to the left, Sowell eventually rejected socialism in favor of conservatism. He has written some of the most important critiques of left-wing dogma. And some of those books, I'll skip through this. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal in 2017, Thomas Sowell described President Donald Trump as, quote, the first Republican who's made any serious attempt to get the black vote by addressing problems that affect most blacks who are trying to do the right thing, such as education. Nice. It's a nice compliment. I didn't know that he had said that. on Life, Liberty, and Levin, this show that was just, it might be airing today. On Life, Liberty, and Levin, Sowell adds, quote, if the election goes to Biden, there's a good chance that the Democrats will control Congress. And considering the kinds of things that they're proposing. Okay, now, I said I wasn't going to demoralize you guys. But I'm just going to read this. This is what Thomas Sowell has to say. This is a very serious thinker, very deep man. 90 years old. He's been around. He's seen it all. He says, if the election goes to Biden, there's a good chance that the Democrats will control Congress. And considering the kinds of things that they're proposing, that could well be the point of no return for this country. Let those words sink in. That could be the point of no return for this country. Wow. That's really something to come from Thomas Sowell. He's seen it all. He's been everywhere. He's done it all. He's seen the best. He's seen the worst. And he's brilliant. So I'll watch for that. I'll try to find that and see if I can't watch that interview on Life, Liberty, and Levin on Sunday evening. That's today. So I should actually get a chance to watch that. Okay, what else we got going over here? Let's see. Go back to Breitbart. Meanwhile, take a little glance over here at the president's Twitter account. Oh, we were in the middle of Jesse Waters. Let's continue. Here he is.
Stone told a so-called lie to Congress, but James Clapper can lie and get away with it. McCabe can lie to investigators, and that's okay. Congress can lie to you, but you'll get locked up for lying to Congress. Schiff lied for 3 years that he had evidence of collusion. False. But Stone said, I didn't collude. True. And he gets charged. You can't cover up a crime that never happened. Crooked investigations only produce crooked charges. You can't frame innocent people, investigate them for crimes they didn't commit, and then lock them up when they refuse to go along with your show trial. The jury foreman in the Stone trial was a raging Trump hater also. She was a member of the resistance. She's all over social media disparaging Donald Trump. She hates.
This is Tamika Hart. A black woman, a radical, radical Democratic black woman.
But she lies her way onto the jury and gets caught covering up her bias. So the jury is tainted, right? No. The Obama-appointed judge is okay with it. What a joke.
I love that. What a joke. I love that. Perfect. Jesse Waters. What a joke. And he's talking about Amy, I think her name is Berman Jackson. The joke judge in that trial.
Now, I'll be honest, Stone's no saint. He's been playing in the gutter for decades. It doesn't make him a criminal, though. He's just a political operator.
Now that's the only quibble I'll have with Jesse Waters there. He hasn't been playing in the gutter. That's the only quibble I'll have. Roger Stone's been a great patriot all the way, and nothing disreputable at all in any of his conduct.
And somewhat of an opportunist. There's guys like Stone all over the political world, on the left and on the right. Hillary paid a foreign operative millions to interfere in the election and smear Trump with Russian disinformation. She bought a warrant so Obama could spy on the Trump campaign. It was all fake. But the media doesn't talk about that because they were in on it. That's 10 times worse than what they say Stone did. Now, I also don't want to hear Democrats in the media crowing about the rule of law either. As I said before, pardon power is perfectly legal. But here's the point. The left spent the last 2 months looking the other way at looting and encouraging mobs to rip down the public property in the middle of the night, statues. The left let radicals create their own country in the middle of Seattle and didn't make a move on it until after two black Americans were murdered. The rule of law, really. Biden's son was bribed by the Chinese and the Ukrainians. The Saudis were sending Clinton's foundation millions. Then they murdered someone in their embassy. Did Hillary send the money back? Did Comey uphold the rule of law when the FBI doctored evidence to illegally spy on the Trump campaign? A Mexican national can illegally cross the border, commit a crime in San Francisco, and the city won't let ICE pick him up and deport him. That's respecting the rule of law. The Democrats believe in mob rule, not the rule of law. That's why they're waging a war on the First and the Second Amendments. That's why when they tried to impeach the president, they jumped over the judicial system and rushed their case to the Senate instead. The media wants an old man to catch COVID-19 in prison and die behind bars, really? They want hardcore felons sprung from jail so they don't get sick, but want a Republican with no prior record to rot and drop dead. The left's just mad because Trump sniffed out their witch hunt and stopped it.
The left just mad because Trump sniffed out their witch hunt and stopped it. Bingo. Trump, unique, as Thomas Sowell said earlier, he is a unique genius in American history. He is the guy. He sniffed out the red Chinese. He sniffed out the witch hunt. He sniffed out the Democratic Party's abuse of black voters. Long, long list.
These were process crimes in a baseless and politically motivated investigation. This was a dirty tricks hit job on Trump because he was a threat to their power. They tried to criminalize the movement because it put America first.
Okay, criminalize the movement. That's you. That's where whatever happens in these fraudulent elections, whatever may happen, don't lose spirit. Don't give up. Never surrender. Never retreat. The movement, I've got to find that song up, but they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. And it's not just a memory. The movement, they can't take it away from you. It lives in you.
The movement put the people over the politicians. The swamp's going after Trump because they're really going after you, the voters, because you put them there. Trump represents change, the change you voted for, getting out of Syria, rebuilding America instead of Afghanistan, putting a stop to the Germans ripping us off, challenging the Chinese government thieves, shredding the dumb climate and trade deals, securing the border for American workers and keeping judges out of our business and politicians' hands out of our pockets. Stone's small potatoes compared to the stakes of the election. Free Stone, free Flynn, let Durham indict some bad guys. But we have to stop looking in the rearview mirror. The election is less than 4 months away. There's only three issues: jobs, China, and Biden, a dangerous buffoon who's going to destroy everything Americans been working towards. Trump is the jobs president. Biden is the mob president. Trump was elected because he was a businessman who was looking out for the working man after the Obama-Biden regime let foreign nations and illegal immigrants steal jobs. Good-paying jobs, especially manufacturing jobs, were roaring back until the Chinese communists let the virus escape out of Wuhan into the world. The Chinese government lied, covered it up, hoarded masks, gouged us, and then blamed us. Trump needs to confront China and rally the country around Made in the USA and hold the communists accountable. Bringing factories out of China and back to the Americas puts the foreign policy and the economic policy together.
Just one more minute of that. We'll come back to it. Brilliant. I agree with the president. Brilliant by Waters. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Just finishing up a brilliant, brilliant segment by Jesse Waters, praised by the president in his Twitter account today. And, you know, here's the great thing to know about, you know, this, you know, the movement that I'm lauding is not make-believe. The president, it's not just a brilliant segment by Jesse Waters, it's a brilliant segment that Donald Trump watched and applauds. So, you know, we're coordinated. We're the movement is alive, and they can't take that away from you. Now, in 1937, I've kind of made this allusion here. One of my favorites is Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and all the other partners that Fred Astaire danced with. Just it's, you know, that was when America was great again. And Please share with your kids, or, you know, make sure these movies stay alive and these scenes of Astaire and Rogers. And here's a scene from Shall We Dance in 1937. And America sure was a great country in 1937. The wheels really started to come off in World War II. That's when our civilization really began to gasp for air. But here's Fred Astaire singing on a dock in Shall We Dance, a foggy night. Here's Ginger Rogers in a beautiful mink. Fred's just bought her a corsage, and they're about to split up, go their separate ways. So Fred is now going to sing this George Gershwin song to Ginger Rogers.
No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. But I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that off.
Wow, what a scene. And you got to watch, if you haven't watched all the Fred Astaire movies, all the Ginger Rogers Fred Astaire dance couplings, you haven't lived. All right, let's go back to Jesse Waters. I was just singing along there. No, they can't take that away from me. They can't take it away from you, folks. This movement that Donald Trump started, that he leads, is not going to go away. And they can't take it away from you. Where's Jesse Waters? He's only got a minute to go here. Let's play him. I'll just look up here at the top of my screen and find him. Where did he go? He's here somewhere. Where are you? Here he is.
Protecting America from COVID-19 and punishing the source keeps Americans safe and focused. And now it's time to define Biden. He's a fool who can't be trusted with power. He's been a Washington politician his whole life and put America last during the Cold War and the War on Terror. He let China and the Europeans eat our lunch while the forgotten men and women suffered. He never protected us from criminal illegals or ISIS, and he doesn't have the spine to stand up to the Bernie Bros, AOC, Pelosi, Antifa, or the mob. Biden's an economic illiterate who lets lobbyists and the globalists write the rules and rig the game. Even his family members take advantage of Joe because he's an easy mark. But don't let folksy good old Joe fool you. It's just a slick sales job by the pros. Biden's an empty suit for socialism. So the Trump campaign should be...
Wow. Let me tell you, Donald Trump's listening to Jesse Waters. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back, folks. Boy, that's some good music there, isn't it? Boy, you hear some great music on RBN. And thanks to the engineers, they've come up with the great stuff. The blabbermouths like me are just filled between the great songs, some might say. Let me take a call right now from Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, are you there?
Hi. When I first heard about this fake flu, I remember thinking the day Big Pharma took over the world, and thinking about the first commandment, thou shalt not have strange gods before me. For years I've thought, how could people abdicate their responsibility to take care of their health and trust these monsters to put poison chemo in their veins and vaccines, and just trusting them and not taking any responsibility? And then it just occurred to me the other day, in the book of, well, they call it the Apocalypse. I think they call it the Revelation now. And they talk about taking the mark of the beast. And I thought, that's perfect, the mask. The masks that everybody uses, the mark of the beast. You can't go in a store if you don't have one. You can't do all this. So I have to say, yes, I will vote for Donald Trump, but I am shocked and disappointed that he put a mask on. So that's all I have to say.
Oh, well, Kathleen, bye-bye. Don't go. Don't go. Stay with me. Stay with me, Kathleen. Are you there? Oh. I don't know why she had to hang up so quickly. She's referring to Donald Trump was at Walter Reed, and he was in a phalanx of admirals and generals, and I guess at Walter Reed would be generals. And the boy, it was a powerful-looking herd of senior leaders. And wearing a mask in that, everybody had a mask on. They were powerful-looking masks. It was excellent. And they were in a hospital. So to Kathleen, to answer your question, to insist on not wearing a mask in a hospital, that could be used by the left. Not could, it would be used by the left. Oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about patients and so on. So that it was very, very smart for him to put on a really sharp-looking mask, black mask in the hospital there. It might have been dark blue or black, but it was presidential. And so, Kathleen, don't fret about that. He wasn't putting on the mark of the beast. The mask, boy, I'll tell you what, the mask is being used as a mark of the beast against us. But that's not, you don't need to take it quite that literally. And the I like your term you used at the beginning of your call, the fake flu. It is a flu, and the pandemic is fake. That's for sure. But you know, it's a real flu. And I was very interested with a caller to this show who called me at home and told me, hey, Kelso, look at the numbers. In Texas, in the flu season of 2017 and 2018, 12,000 Texans died to that run-of-the-mill regular flu, 12,000 Texans. And then he said, in this coronavirus episode, 2,500 Texans have died. Less than a quarter of the death toll in 2018 from the regular flu. So it's a flu. It's not the bubonic plague. Bodies are not piling up like cordwood in the streets. They're not floating down the rivers. The graveyards are not overburdened to the point where they can't bury all the bodies that are coming. No, that's all BS. And of course, we now learn that they're taking people. This is routine. It's acknowledged everywhere. Everybody knows it. Nobody's denying it. I haven't seen a single person denying this. If somebody dies and has not a positive test for coronavirus exposure, but if there's any reason to believe that they might have been exposed to coronavirus, it's coded as coronavirus death. Folks, that's lying of a high order. And there are doctors who've come forward and nurses who've said, we had they've come forward with cases like car wrecks, where a mangled corpse from a car wreck is coded as a Corona 19 death. Car wreck. So, the fake part, the 100, what is the number now? The last time I looked, it was 132,000. That number is fake, big time. The actual number of people who died from the virus might be a quarter of that. I don't know. But it's not, the fakery is not on the magnitude of 10% or 20%. It's not marginal fakery. It's big time fakery. So that there's no 132,000 number of deaths. And yes, we got had. We got, what did I say all these months ago? We got hosed. We got hosed. But I got a little bit down in the mouth about having been hosed, and I'm resolved now not to do that. We're just going to keep coming at them, even though we've been hosed. I was having fun a moment ago, and let me just play. We were finishing up Jesse Waters. Let's finish him up. Where is he? I've got him up here somewhere. This is just the last less than 1 minute of Jesse Waters' show. It's got to be here somewhere. It's right up here on the top of my screen. Here he is.
Hammering away at what really matters. Boom, boom, boom. It's right there for the taking. No more distractions. Let's finish writing the American comeback story. There's not a lot of time left.
I like that. Let's finish writing the American comeback story. There's not a lot of time left. And that's the operative thing. How many days are left here, folks? 100 and what's the small number? 100 and something days left for this message to be communicated out there to the public, to our movement. And then just having a little fun here with the music. I just read up here on during the break here that George Gershwin, who wrote the song, Fred Astaire sings it, to none other than the lovely Ginger Rogers. And if you haven't watched those dance scenes between Astaire and Rogers and all the other dance scenes that Astaire did, I have as a good friend somebody who was in an Astaire movie, Daddy Long Legs. Terry Moore, a friend of mine, starred in Daddy Long Legs with Astaire. What a bit of Americana Fred Astaire is. So let me just play the beginning of that song just to kind of cheer you up, because they can't take that away from you. Let me just play it. It's one of the great, great songs.
A romance won't end on a sorrowful note. So by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me.
Now, at this point, Rogers and Astaire are separating. They're on a ferry from New Jersey to Manhattan, and they're going to split up the next day. They had a marriage that, for some reason, I have to go back and watch the movie, it's Shall We Dance. The marriage went on the rocks, and so they're going to split up now. But Astaire still loves Ginger Rogers madly. And as he sings this song about his memories of her, they can't take them away from him. Tears form in her eyes, which reveal to you, the moviegoer, they reveal to you, Ginger still loves Fred.
I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat. The way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. But I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife. away we danced till three.
Now, in this scene, this is one of those rare scenes of Astaire singing to Ginger Rogers where they don't actually dance. They don't dance here at all. They just get back in the car on the ferry. And I got to go back and watch the movie and see how it ends. I've forgotten. Anyway, they can't take that away from you. And we've got a quarter of an hour left here in our final segment, final portion of the Trump Phenomenon Show. And I like how Jesse Waters said there. He said, let's get down and let's just pound Biden. And let's get down to the big issues and just pound him. Let's go back to the top of the president's. You know, the president said he was going to set up a Garden of Heroes, I guess somewhere in Washington. He directed we should have a Garden of Heroes. I think he said it should open by 2026. And he listed some people that he would recommend being in the Garden of Heroes. I'll tell you, I'd put Fred Astaire in there. And, of course, I'd put Trump in there, too. But you can't put yourself in the garden, in your own garden. But we can. Somehow we'll arrange that there'll be a bronze statue or marble statue of Donald Trump in our Garden of Heroes. Let's see if the president has given us any one of those last minute tweets that I love so much. I don't see one right off the bat here. Let's just find something he's tweeted today. He talks about, let's see what he talks about here. He says, does anyone notice today, he says, that the real polls, as opposed to the fake suppression polls, you're all being subjected to those. You're being bombarded with polls that say Biden is leading. Oh, my God, double digit lead. Biden is trampling on Trump. Oh, Biden running away with the race. Biden, he's leading in all 50 states. He's leading in every county. Every single damn voter in America is going to vote for Joe Biden. Donald Trump, it's like that Peter Strzok tweet. No, Peter Strzok's text message to his married lover, Lisa Page. Hillary Clinton should win 1,000,000 to 1. Was it 1,000,000 to 1 or 1,000,000 to 0? That's the kind of crap that you're getting. Joe Biden, he is leading everywhere. He is so popular. Joe Biden is a basket case. He's pathetic. He is senile. He's demented. He has Alzheimer's. He has early onset dementia, but I don't think he has. I disagree with that. He doesn't have early onset dementia. He has advanced dementia. Does anyone notice that the real polls, as opposed to the fake suppression polls, also used in 2016, are starting to define sleepy Joe Biden as someone totally ill-equipped to control the radical left, crime, cancel culture, or to even come close to me on rebuilding the economy? So, and then he says, 2016, here we go again. And of that thing that you just heard from Jesse Waters, the president tweets earlier today, what an incredible opening by Jesse Waters. I will put it up later for everyone to see. And the, you know, this you can't make it up. It's so amazing what we're all about to experience here, and it's going to happen very quickly. Who is Biden going to, or who are his handlers going to pick as his running mate? Boy, that remains a big question. But I think what they're going to try to do. They're going to somehow try to prevent Biden from going toe-to-toe with Trump. They're going to prevent, they're going to try to prevent debates. If they even have a debate, I think it'll be a very controlled thing in which people like Chris Cuomo will ask questions. And of course, their questions, remember, they don't ask questions of the Republicans, certainly, especially Donald Trump. They don't ask questions. They level charges. They make speeches. So Chris Cuomo will make, if he's going to be one of the so-called, what do they call them? Moderators? But I don't think they're ever going to let Trump go nose to nose with Biden. They can't afford to do that. Take a little break and come right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And What I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks. Let's take a couple calls here. Dr. Kelly in California, you've been waiting, and I apologize for keeping you so long. You're on the air.
Dude, it's all good. And I just want to, if Trump, if you're listening, let's get the English language back in the post office, United States Post Office, USPS. Let's get rid of the more than 13 original states. We now have about 13 foreign languages being pandered to, and stuff is disappearing in the postal service system during this really important election year. And I think that we all need to have a Chinese sort of tea party, but don't dump the parts in your pristine waterways. Let's load them onto container ships and send them with their crappy cheap parts, their crappy heater cores, their crappy fuel pressure regulators, and all their shiza, and send it back to China. Made in China should have stayed in China. Thank you. Drive through, please.
Oh, I like that last part there, Dr. Kelly. Thank you. Made in China should have stayed in China. Let's go to James in Vancouver. We missed you yesterday, James. Thank you for calling back. James in Vancouver. Actually, it was Friday we missed you.
Hello.
Yeah, James, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you on Friday. What's on your mind?
I just think it's very significant that Roger Stone's sentence has been commuted. I think that's very strategic and it's very good.
Yes, it is. And it really, you know, there were a lot of people who made the Roger Stone injustice a line in the sand. Many, many of the top people on the right said if Stone goes to prison, we're all lost. Yeah. And Donald Trump decisively ended that and stood with Stone, and he did it exactly the right way. And Stone himself, by the way, Stone, when asked, said on camera, "I would rather the president commute my sentence than pardon me, because this way I'm not pardoned," which means he can still fight in court to fight the absolute injustice that he was declared to be guilty of anything.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. I think, Robert Mueller, the deep state Robert Mueller, came out of hiding yesterday to complain about Stone. It was interesting. We'll talk about it in a future time. But James, call back again tomorrow night, and we'll continue your thinking.
All right. I'll call you back.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see all the rest of you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night, 9 to 10 Eastern time. So long for now.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.